Can we talk scrap pile? Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and today we are talking about the infamous scrap pile. And every junk journaler and every crafter that I know always ends up with a giant pile of scraps that no matter what we do, no matter how committed we are to whittling down that big old scrap pile, it seems to have a mind of its own. It takes on an energy. It's like a force field that you cannot breach. You cannot, you know, break through. It makes me think of Star Wars and the shields that they put up. It's just crazy. And they're like rabbits. You don't end up with one scrap pile. I'm walking around my craft room right now, and okay, let me count my scrap piles. This is really sad. Okay, so here's one big box of scraps. And this is back when I was trying to be very organized. I actually organized my scraps, and I finally scrapped that idea because it was way too time consuming. But what I did was I took all the neutral scraps and I put them in a little pile, and then I put the book page scraps and I put those in a little pile, and then I put pink scraps in a little pile and white scraps in a little pile and blue scraps in a little pile and green scraps in a little pile, and you get the idea. And then I put, I would say ephemera scraps. Maybe I would use a piece of something that was old or pretty, and I didn't use the whole thing, so I had all these extra little pieces that I just couldn't quite bring myself to throw away. So I went ahead and just put them in their pile. And then, of course, I gathered everything up and I shoved it in this box. And then I thought to myself, well, look at me. Look at how organized I am. And what I kind of found was that it's kind of hard to get into and ruffle around in there, and it's hard to see exactly what I have. So it sort of sits there. I know it's there, but you know, I dig over every once in a while when I think I need something vanilla or neutral colored, and I will pull something out, but there's a lot more in here I've completely forgotten about, so I need to rethink that entire strategy. Let's go on to the next scrap pile that I have accumulated / acquired. Okay, so this scrap pile, oh goodness gracious, it is, oh, I would call this my thin strip scrap pile. And if you make journals and you are having to cut or tear pages down to the correct size to fit in your journal, you're going to have a lot of what I call the strips. They're pretty strips of, can be music paper or maps or book pages or old ephemera or you name it. It could be blank cardstock or anything that you've torn apart, and you have these extra thin strips. And not extra thin strips, but you have these extras that are all thin strips. And I've got piles of them. There's some that are sewn. There's even some fabrics in here in thin strips. And it is jam-packed. And I keep telling myself, I have amazing ideas for all this stuff. I can make paper ribbons. I can collage till the cows come home. And while it is very true, I have so much in that box that it would take me about a millennia to get through everything that's in that box. I haven't looked at that box in a while. Oh my gosh. And okay, so that is one more box. And let's keep moving on. Okay, now here is it my third scrap pile. This is highly embarrassing, but I'm sure a few of you can relate out there. My third scrap pile is strictly book page scraps. Since I've been doing the Using Up Book Pages episode series, I've been, you know, as I'm making stuff and I'm tearing up the book pages, I end up with a lot of scraps. So it has its own scrap pile. And while it's very useful because I love to use text a lot in my my journals and my ephemera and my embellishment making, it always seems to get ahead of me, no matter how much I commit. And I commit with great fervor to use up my scraps. There always seems to be more when I'm done than when I started. I have no idea how that happens. Here I am admitting to my fourth scrap pile. And this is what I call my most recently used scraps. So here I am. These are from my latest projects. And I'm having a lot of snippets that have come off of those. But I haven't had time to organize them into the other scrap piles. So I have put these here with the grand, grand hopes that I am just going to grab them. And oh yes, I remember I just worked with a pink paper or a green paper or something. And I could just easily reach over there and retrieve it. The only problem is the pile is about a foot thick right now. And I don't even remember what's in there anymore. And it's probably, You know, I just realized what's at the bottom of this one. Uh-oh. This one has... Okay, this is what I do when I'm making a journal. I go around and I pull things. I pull things that I'm going to put in the journal. I walk around and I get a box and I go around and I pull all the old ephemera out. I pull stamps out. I pull, vocabulary cards and dime rolls and recipe cards and all this different stuff. And I put it all in a box, and that's what I'm going to use to make my next journal. And then I come over and I sit down and I make my journal, and then I never quite used everything that I pulled out. So I've got this collection that's all mixed up, and I think to myself, you know what? I'll use that in the next journal. So I put it over in the pile of recently used stuff, which also contains the scraps from the journal I've just made. And there it sits. So in essence, it's not organized anymore. It's mixed up together with scraps and it's lost to oblivion. And there you have it. There's my fourth scrap pile. Oh, here's another scrap pile. What's this? This one's in a bag. Oh, there, I thought I have a clear plastic bag. I can see what's in the scrap pile much easier, so I'll be much more inclined to pull things out of there, won't I? And this one has fabric scraps, and there's some old photos in it, some tickets, some old sewing ephemera. I mean, there's quite a smorgasbord in here. I mean, I could probably make three or four journals just out of this one bag. I could do that. And everything is, it's got pretty pictures and pretty colors and all sorts of cute little birdie stuff and everything, and old, there's a Tom Mix book page in here. I mean, there's just everything in here. There's no rhyme or reason to it at all. Oh, I know why I made this one. This one is for very tiny little pieces. And I'm talking like stamp size. And there's tiny tickets in here and tiny stamps and tiny little round things and little bejeweled things and some little buttons I made and all sorts of teeny tiny scraps. So that was the logic. Oh, goodness gracious, I just revealed a whole bunch more scraps. I've just completely scared myself at this moment. Something needs to be done. Something serious needs to be done. This is getting, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so that was what, number 4, 5. Here's number 6 box. What are you? Oh, good grief. I haven't looked in here in a while. Now I'm really scared. Okay. What do we got? Okay. I see a lot of color. I see some braille paper. I see a bunch of embellishments that I've made mixed in here. Okay. This must have been one of those boxes that I was making journals from, and I pulled out a bunch of stuff and I didn't use it all. And I've got handmade ephemera mixed in, or handmade embellishments mixed in with old ephemera in this box. And it is just literally stocked chock full. Oh my God, I'm in panic right now. There's so much stuff in here. Oh yeah, there's a lot. Okay, so that needs to have some, okay. Oh Lord, I just moved that, and I really hate to say, but I've revealed another giant box. And it has, I kid you not, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, of course there's 10. 10 Ziploc bags full. I mean, like stuffed Ziploc bags. I really, oh my God, this is horrible. Of scraps. And apparently I did attempt some organization at this point, because I can see them sort of separated into old ephemera, thin scraps. Here's some blue stuff. Here's a bunch of thin strips. Here's some neutrals. Here's some book pages. More neutrals. I always got lots of neutrals. Oh, and here's some file. I must have been working with file folders, because I've got strips of file folders galore. And a little bag of miscellaneous, I would call a multicolored thing. So yeah, we got a little problem going on here. Anybody else dealing with this? Okay. Oh, you know, we can't. No, I haven't even gone to my desk yet. My desk, I apparently gave myself the permission to grab one of my scrap boxes and just put it on my desk. And I said, I'm just going to keep drawing from that scrap box until it's empty. And I seriously have not made barely much of a dent in it at all. Something serious needs to happen around here. I think I need to make more journals. And that's fine with me, because I love making journals. So this one, this was a nice attempt at organization. This is like it was actually an old, I want to say a, one of those multi, it looks like a set of steps for spices, but it has little chambers where you can put things in it. So I put a lot of little tiny pieces of ephemera and embellishments in there so that they would be at the ready, grab and goes. But my desk is such a mess, I can barely see it because it's all covered with catalogs and tearing ruler and everything else. So yeah, how's your scrap situation going on? Is it as bad as mine, or are you doing better in this department? I hope you're doing better than me. Okay, so I had a couple ideas for this. Like, how can we get ourselves out of this to a better place? Because we have good intentions, right? We have good intentions of, you know, clearing the universe of all its scraps and funneling it all into wonderful made projects. So, you know, how can we get there? How can we do this? Here's one idea I had, and I was doing this for a while, and I have to admit it was actually working, but I had to stay committed to it. But the good part was it was actually fun. So the idea was that when I made a journal or whatever I was doing that day, there was a pile of scraps left on my desk at the end of the day. Now, I'm not talking I drew from other scrap boxes. This is just what I made. I clipped off, trimmed off, cut off, that kind of stuff. The scraps that landed on my desk, I had to use them up before I could continue on. So every day I would start with a clean desk, or if my desk still had scraps on it, I had to use up the scraps before I could carry on. And I started making a lot of clusters and collage things and stuff like that. And, you know, it was really fun because there were no rules, there was no judgment. I could just put stuff together and play and have a lot of fun. And actually, that's probably the most fun I've had dealing with scraps, was using them up as I make them. At the end of the day, you know, a nice little crafting session, and there you go. Now, truth be told, time doesn't always allow, and life does get in the way of this beautiful method of using up what you have. And have I schlumped everything off my desk and thrown it into a scrap box at the end of the day? Yes, I am highly guilty of that. But I, you know, try and be gentle with myself. It's okay. It's okay. I'll get to it another time. And apparently I'm 75 scrap boxes later, and I'm knee deep in scraps, but that is one great way to deal with some of the stuff. And the other great way of dealing with some of the stuff is, let's face it, you can throw some stuff out. It's okay.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, I know it's hard. I get that because we see so many possibilities in everything. And who wants stuff to go to the landfill? Nobody. We all want a clean environment, green environment, and healthy, happy world to live in. It would be great. But, you know, let's face it. Those of us who are making journals, we are the ones creating the scraps, so we do bear a little responsibility with what to do with them. So, you know, maybe we can find a happy balance. Maybe we can share our scraps. Maybe we can donate them to a local women's shelter or something like that if it becomes overwhelming. That's actually a pretty good idea. And also, you know, if we can get to the point where we use our scraps, as opposed to just piling them up, that's an even more awesome idea, I think, where there's just everything gets used. Doesn't matter who uses it, as long as it does get used. And maybe letting go of having to use every last little bit of napkin or, you know, those little pieces of washi tape that you cut off that you're not using the whole, you know, piece, and you just trim them. It's okay. You can throw those out. It is okay. At some point, you have to grab the bull by the horns and say, you know, I can't use every paper. But since I am using so much paper and putting it back into the world to be, you know, Googled at and looked at and you know, maybe hopefully, it, you know, people will gain some joy from these pieces of paper that have been just lost on shelves and in bookcases and things like that that are sitting around that would never be seen. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth tossing a few pieces out. Maybe I don't need this bug, this striped tapering to the rear, lives in moderate land habitats picture of a bug. And it would be okay to throw that out. And that would be just fine. And here's a lovely picture of some fly that was off of a field guide that I had torn off, and I was absolutely sure I would, you know, probably use it for something. A mole cricket on this side, you know, I could look at me. I'm just rode out right now. I'm really, you know, rebel today. And you know, the little things that are easy to let go, like the little slim trimmings that, you know, you're just never going to use for anything. Just ditch those. Okay, here, I'm going to grab some. I've got some leftover napkins, very thin strips. It's be very hard to work with, and I'm not going to try. I can sit here and think of ways I could use it, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to resist the urge. I'm just going to chuck a few. Okay, see there, I already have more desk space. Look at that. There goes a few more washies. Yep, little bits and pieces, a few more pieces of napkin. There they go. It's okay. Here's another piece of book page. That's all right. The world's not going to fall apart if I throw that out. And you know, it's funny because, you know, packaging, like, let's face it, food packaging. Oh my gosh. You know, I have no problem throwing that out. That's great. And I love it when I can turn it into a journal or something, but I'm not emotionally distraught in the kitchen thinking whether I should or not I should throw out the cracker wrappers. I don't have an issue with that at all. But for some reason, when I see a little pretty picture on a book page or something, I think, oh, that looks so cute here. That's how I'm feeling today. I'm just sitting here looking at my scraps. And I think what I'm going to do maybe is focus on a little bit more of collage work, because that can use up a lot of scraps fast. And you can come up with some things that you had no idea. Like, just grab a piece of copy paper and all the scraps at the end of the day, glue them onto the copy paper, and instantly you've created a magical new journal page that would have never been here otherwise. And it just looks, you know, what you get at the last end of the day and those last few moments when you're putting things down on the paper just comes together really nicely. I've had that happen a lot. So collage is another great way to use up little tiny scraps that are covering your desk. You know, it doesn't have to be something fancy, and you don't even have to figure out what to do with that collage page. I mean, you could use it as a journal page, but you could also turn it into an envelope or a pocket or a tuck or, you know, a flip or something like that. I mean, there's a million things that you could do with it, and you don't have to decide right now. That's the nice thing. But it is a way to store and carry these things together so that they're easier to grab and place into your journals when you do have that need. And those needs do pop up every once in a while. So sometimes the collaged page is a nice page to pop into your journal, because it gives the journaler or the person who has the journal an opportunity to explore with their eyes. It's like a feast for the eyes, and their eyes roam around the collage page, and it can be a source of inspiration and invention. It can give them ideas, trigger thoughts. It can be a inspiration or a prompt for something to write in their journal. And it's almost active relaxation when you're looking at a collage. Collages usually make you think, make you scratch your head, make you look at life a little bit differently, and then you carry on. You turn the page and you're onto a new page. Maybe it's a blank writing page, or maybe it's a page where there's a flip or something to do, something to look behind, something to look around. So there you go. That's those are my thoughts on scrap piles, and mine are happily acting like little bunnies in here right now, multiplying like crazy. So now that it's a brand new year coming, and wonderful things are happening, we're all starting, you know, nice and fresh in a new year, let's think about lassoing our scrap piles. And maybe this year going forward, I don't know how I'm going to handle all my old ones, but this year going forward, I'm going to make a really valiant attempt at using up the scraps as I make them again. I'm going to try and do that. So I'm not actually adding to my scrap piles, but I am actively using what I have. Actually, I think I'm so excited about that now. I think I'm going to go make some collage pages, because I really need to clean off my desk. And my mission for the new year is to get my craft room whipped into shape, all cleaned up, all organized. And it's got to start with the desk. If I can see my desk again, that would be a grand miracle for the new year. And I would love to have that happen. That really makes me excited. So I am going to go do that. I'm going to make some collage pages. I hope you join me. It's a lot of fun. Just grab all the scraps on your desk and slap them down on a copy paper. Maybe you can use a glue stick or some Mod Podge or something like that. And, you know, have at it. Have fun. And if you use a Mod Podge, let it air dry. If it goes wrinkly, just put that page inside another thick book or something. That'll help flatten it out. And you're off and running. So here's just some gentle ideas on how to use up those scraps. So welcome to the new year, everybody. Let's have at it. Let's tackle our scraps. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. We'll see you soon at the Paper Outpost.